So we are going to have a commissioning prayer for Joanne here in a moment. We were going to have Paul with us, who is a leader at African Inland Mission, but he is sick in bed in Saskatoon. So he's very close, but just not here. But Joanne, why don't you tell us when are you leaving, any prayer requests you have, and anything else you want to just tell us before you go.
Well, I leave next Thursday, January 15th at 6 o'clock in the morning, so it'll be an early start to the day. And yeah, our team is basically ready to go. We're going to meet up in Nairobi when we get there. And so, yeah, just say prayer request just for safe traveling and just team dynamics, as we chatted on Facebook and stuff, but we haven't actually met in person yet. So just pray for team dynamics that, everything goes well and we can work together. And so for the first bit, we'll be have orientation in Kenya for the first month, and then we'll go to Tanzania for 3 months of language school. So guess just pray for that we can all pick up the language and learn to speak it. We're learning Swahili, and then from there we'll go to Kwale, Kenya, which is in the southeast corner of Kenya, where we'll be living for the rest of our time there, and that'll be for 1 year and 8 months. So, and working there, I've got my nursing license, so we can work there in the hospital and in the community, do some nursing as well as doing evangelism to just grow some Christians there and start a church and just really have them grow. So.
And how did your support come in?
It's all in.
And so we are, extremely grateful to God for providing Joanne with her full support. It's wonderful. That's amazing. So thank you, God, for that. I'm going to call up your friends and your family and the missions committee and the elders, and we will, why don't you stand around Joanne and put your hands on her, and then we'll pray for her.
Father, we come to you this morning and we thank you. Our hearts are full with what you have done in Joanne's life up till now. We thank you for her willingness to follow you. We thank you for the miracles you have performed to get her to this day. We thank you for your gift of salvation, and we also thank you for the call you have on her life. We thank you for the support. We thank you for the Kenyan nurse's license. We thank you for the leave of absence. We thank you for so much. We thank you for directing her. Father, I pray that as she steps out in this new venture of faith, that you would bless her, that you would put your hand of protection on her, and that you would just bless her, and that as a result of this team being there, that there will be many new names written down in glory. I thank you for Joanne's family. I thank you for John and Val and Jessica and Mark and Pete and Esther and her aunts and uncles and cousins. And I pray that you would give them comfort and sustenance as well. I pray that you would just sustain them. I pray that as Joanne leaves, you would grant her journey's mercies. I pray that she would remain healthy. I pray that she would continue to grow spiritually. I pray that you would be with each one of the team as they meet, and that they would gel into a solid, unified team that can effectively serve you. I pray that the language would come easy. I pray that that Joanne would just be alert and be able to just speak the new languages she's learning with the ease that just comes from you. I thank you for what you're going to do in and through her these next couple of years. I pray that you would bless her and that your face would shine upon her and that you would give her peace. I pray these things in your name. Amen.
Hard not to look at, you can't look at Val if you have to sing afterwards because she will make you cry. She's so proud and so sad, it's hard to handle. But we're so blessed to live in a church, or well, we don't live here, but to come to a church where we get to hear and send out about and send out so many people to different parts of the world. Because it reminds us, I think sometimes we get in these North American bubbles where we forget that God's working everywhere and that people all over are praising his name along with us on Sunday morning or whenever they get together. And it gives us some perspective on that God's name is not only powerful in our own lives, but beyond our lives. It's powerful throughout the world and that people are constantly coming to him and praising his name and healing people in his name and casting out demons and casting out fear and oppression in his name. And we get a glimpse of that every time missionaries visit or we send someone out. We're reminded of that and about his power throughout the world. So we're going to sing a couple more songs that talk just about that, about his name and the power and the joy of shouting his name and of knowing his name. So I invite you to stand with us as we sing those songs.
Shout your name, O Lord. Lord of all the earth.
Every knee will bow and every tongue confess. And we just praise that name, God, and we thank you for the things that you do in our lives that we are unworthy, but you still call us and work through us. And God, we praise you for that. And we pray that we'll feel you here this morning, that through Gary as he's speaking, that we will feel you calling to us and working in us and convicting us and leading us, and that your presence will be felt this morning. And we pray this in your powerful name. Amen. You may be seated, and children can go downstairs for children.